On Monday, I was working on my computer, not very productively because I kept getting distracted by the bird activity in my yard, when out of the blue, I got an email from Leanne Hess in Port Wing, Wisconsin. Leanne was at the center of the effort to get Port Wing designated an official bird city in Wisconsin, so it was altogether fitting that she was rewarded yesterday with a really cool bird at her feeder, the first ever Lewis's woodpecker to be reported in Bayfield County. The moment I read her email, I sent a message to Wisconsin birding guru Ryan Brady, grabbed Pip the birding dog, and hopped in the car. I don't chase birds that often, but Lewis's woodpecker is uniquely beautiful, our only green and pink woodpecker. It's also uniquely historical, the only bird named for Meriwether Lewis. I've seen the species before, in Nevada, California, and Colorado, but to see one in Wisconsin, and in my favorite town in Wisconsin to boot, was uniquely special. I made it to Port Wing just a few minutes before Ryan Brady and Nick Anich got there. The Lewis's woodpecker was on a telephone pole pretty far off, but easy to see. And after a few minutes, it flew right into a feeder just a few feet from the window. I took lots of photos through the glass, which Leanne and Mary keep pristine. I've never had such superb looks before, and never got to see so much of the pink belly. Meriwether Lewis was also taken with that feature. He wrote, "The belly and breast is a curious mixture of white and blood red, which has much the appearance of having been artificially painted or stained of that color. The red rather predominates." Some of my photos show the red and white individual feathers blending into that pink. It's easy to romanticize such a gorgeous bird, but not quite so easy to romanticize Lewis and Clark. I looked up Lewis's woodpecker on the Discovering Lewis and Clark webpage and National Geographic's Lewis's woodpecker page to learn that Lewis first observed the species on July 20, 1805, north of Helena, in what is now Lewis and Clark County, Montana. And on May 17, 1806, he wrote, "The black woodpecker, which I have frequently mentioned and which is found in most parts of the Rocky Mountains as well as the Western and Southwest Mountains, I had never an opportunity of examining until a few days since when we killed and preserved several of them." Lewis realized this bird was new to science. He brought the specimens home and gave one to Charles Wilson Peel for the Peel Museum, where Alexander Wilson made a drawing from it and assigned it a scientific name, Picus torquatus. Lewis noted that the woodpecker resembled the red-headed woodpecker in behavior and flight. In 1831, William Swainson, the British ornithologist, apparently picked up on some similar points and reclassified it, putting in Melanerpes, the same genus as both the red-headed and red-bellied woodpeckers, and made Lewis the specific epithet in honor of the man who collected the specimen he was studying. I stuck around Leanne and Mary's place for almost 2 hours, which was at least an hour and a half longer than the total time in my life I've spent with Lewis's woodpeckers before, and the woodpecker stayed in view the entire time. It would fly to the feeder and pick up a single sunflower seed, then carry it off to the telephone pole to store it. My time with this Lewis's woodpecker was good enough to last a lifetime. By the way, virtually all transcripts of For the Birds programs are posted on my blog along with photos. If you want to see this gorgeous pink and green woodpecker, check it out at lauraerickson.com. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking For the Birds.